Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A sign carried by a demonstrating student on a university campus read, "Jesus yes, Christianity no." Was the student rejecting the distorted picture of Christianity which is sometimes projected? The image of somebody who goes to church, yet whose life has been unaffected by the message. Did that mean the demonstrator related to Jesus as a revolutionary, as someone who stood against the crowd and certainly against the established government and authority of his day? Or did that mean he stood for the real, authentic, the genuine Jesus Christ who spoke the truth, who gave his life that those who believe in him could have everlasting or eternal life? Honestly, I'm uncertain, but I do know one thing. Those who are sincere, who want the truth, can find it. Jesus gave seekers a promise when he said, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he may find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." This, of course, raises another issue. Where do you find this certainty? And how can you be sure the original message Jesus brought has not been tampered with by some well-meaning but deceived individual who wants to further his own agenda? Four men, known as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were biographers of Jesus Christ. They gave to us a record of his life. These four provide the principal sources or documents attesting to who Jesus is, what he did, and certainly what he said. True, others wrote about him, including Tacitus and Suetonius, Roman historians, Josephus, he was a Jew who threw his lot in with the Romans, and a few others whose contributions are minimal. For those who are sincere, there are four issues which must be considered. Issue number one, the authenticity of the records, including their reliability and purity. Scholars have spent their lives studying this very issue. The deeper they dig, the more convinced they are that the record is trustworthy. Portions of the Gospel of John can be dated to 125 AD, no more than a generation removed from when John wrote his Gospel. More than 40 manuscripts of the Gospels exist that are 1,000 years or older, and the finest of them includes both the Old and New Testaments, dating between 325 AD and 500 AD. Whether or not you like what Jesus said or dislike it, you can't make a major case out of the record having been corrupted. Issue number two, the moral character of the eyewitnesses. In any court of law, an issue of prime importance is the credibility of the witnesses. A judge wants to know, did they have any motive which would have led them to distort the truth? Matthew was a tax collector. Mark was a young man, a close friend of Peter, in whose home the early church met. Luke, probably the only Gentile to write some of the New Testament, was a Syrian physician. He was also the companion of Paul on some of his missionary journeys. He had no reason to distort the truth. John, the fourth biographer, was probably the youngest of the 12, and he was close to Jesus. On the cross, Jesus asked him to take care of his mother. No flaws in his character. Issue number three, changed lives. These four biographers paid for their faiths in the currency of suffering and a martyr's death, with the possible exception of John. Issue number four, the testimony of archaeology. It includes documenting the fact that Pontius Pilate was a government official and many, many other issues. Knowing the truth brings assurance that the record is true.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.